a popular Outcast production.
For another episode. Episode 47. One more month, and we'll have been a year.
Shit.
Really?
Yeah.
52?
Really?
47 plus 5 is 52.
Aislinn, math.
It's what I do. Leave me alone. I like math. Shut up.
Are you guys going to do a special something for your 1 year?
I don't know. Maybe.
That's a good idea.
Let's get drunk and do a podcast.
We've tried that.
I heard you did
it
that.
It got us some pretty negative reviews on iTunes. Oh.
Really?
So? We're not in this for the reviews.
Wait,
for the mouth sounds or for other reasons?
For people maybe drinking too much and getting a little belligerent about things on the podcast.
Oh.
Lauren's pretty sure they were talking about her.
I'm pretty sure they were talking about me, but I don't really.
What did you guys discuss that podcast?
We don't even know.
I'm like, I think I've listened to all your podcasts and I don't recall. Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. We quit eating because we got lazy. We're too lazy to bring food to eat while we record.
Too lazy to eat.
Eating's hard, man. You've seen how skinny I am. No, that's awful. I eat all the time.
She eats a lot.
I do.
Can't gain weight.
I can't. It's awful. Anyway, you don't want to hear about my skinny white girl problems.
First world problems. Hashtag.
Sorry, not sorry.
I don't like that one. Years ago, I said I did like hashtag first world problem for something, and a friend of mine called me out. She was like, listen, you think that people like in small tribes and countries in Africa like don't sit around at the campfire at the end of the night and like gossip about who's going back to whose tent with who? They do. Like,
yeah.
So many of the things you think are first world problems just indicate that you don't understand what's going on in the third world. Like, the people in the third world have smartphones too and like are upset about BlackBerry like having their service down too. Like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I just in general try to not use that anymore because I'm like, I'm not sure if this is inherently only a first world problem.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
see
the, was it Huffington Post posted pictures of I think like 13 or so children.
Oh yeah, from kids around from the world, around the world in their bedrooms.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh god, I feel like an asshole.
I know.
I didn't have to share a bed with anybody growing up, and I had a mattress.
But then there was like bedrooms of like little girls in Japan that were 2 years old, and the whole thing was like toys and dolls. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was just really.
But then
interesting.
There's the girl in Japan who's in like the face makeup.
And oh yeah, she's dressed like a little geisha.
Yeah, and her room is just a little pillow on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. They have like the, what are they, the tatami mats?
Mm-hmm.
I forget.
It's crazy.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know the name.
I don't feel like interneting. My phone's in my lap and it's too far. Laziest podcast ever.
I can't reach.
Oh shit, I never stopped recording from the last episode, so it recorded maybe everything when we weren't in the room between episodes.
Oh, no.
Oh really?
So anyway, episode 47 of Girls on Girls. We're back with Emily again this week.
Hello.
Maybe the fish was talking when we were gone.
Dude.
That would be awesome.
That's Beta Fett.
Of course it is.
Anyway.
Yeah. I need to get that file from the hookah bar uploaded and get it to Bill. I want him to. I honestly want that to be released, our hookah bar experience.
I think so.
You had a
if the audio is good enough.
Podcast?
Yeah.
The three of us plus Jeff and Bill from Pop Your Outcast, Pop Bueller Outcasts. I said that right?
All you
right.
did say it right. Yeah.
Fine. And our friend Sam, who is like anti-podcast. He just doesn't understand the point of podcasts.
Anti-podcast?
Not like protesting them or okay. anything. He's just like,
he's the guy outside with the picket sign.
Sam Me Too Song.
No. Oh, God. No. Sam Klein. Skinny kid. Works in the photo lab at Walmart.
Cool hair.
And hates yeah. podcasts.
He just doesn't get them. He's like, I don't want to sit around and listen to people have conversations I can't participate in. And really? I'm like, you watch TV. Like, that's what yeah. kind of what TV yeah. is. People having conversations you can't participate in. But whatever. I mean, you're allowed to not like things.
There's different kinds of podcasts. Like, mm-hmm. they're not all conversations. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're like reviews of shit or
my favorite podcast
stuff.
Is how stuff you missed in history class, and they yeah. just go through.
Oh, I should.
It's amazing. I love it. It's only like 25-minute segments,
oh,
and
that's
you just
perfect.
Learn different. Like it has like different yeah. parts in history.
Similar vein. Sorry, I fucking love science. Was just posting. They posted those stories of the lab grown vaginas.
Oh,
and like they've actually like implanted some in people, and they're taking.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah. There. I guess there's some kind of vaginal degenerative disease, and so lady folk, I'm assuming. I don't know if they've tried to put them in trans people yet. But the women that they've put them in that have this like disease, like the artificial vaginas are taking.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they function like they lubricate.
I'm not entirely sure.
Because if that like. I know that bottom surgery for trans women is yeah. pretty good. So I think the only benefit to having like an actual vagina would be like if it lubricates.
Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely sure. I'd have to go back and reread.
Do you know if they're putting it in adults or if they're putting it in people younger than that? I'm concerned about them doing that to somebody who didn't have a choice.
I am fairly certain it's only adults right now because the lab grown vaginas are like this big. They're like the size of a roll of quarters.
Okay. Mm.
A little longer, but they're decent sized.
Well, that'd be awful. I just read an article about what they do to intersex kids. They're like, all right, well, it's easier to make you female down here, mm-hmm. and then like they make them repeatedly go for procedures where they like put a medical dildo inside these people and like try to make sure that they have enough room in their vaginal canal to be able to have like intercourse with a penis because they assume that that's what they're gonna want, and like yeah. it's really traumatic for those people. So I'm like, I want to make sure that these like petri dish vaginas are only being implanted in people that want them.
Yeah, they've made them specifically for the vaginal degenerative diseases that I wish I could remember the name of. Again, easily could look that shit up, but
lazy.
That takes time. We're on a roll. We're talking, chatting. Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I have a lot of qualms with people mutilating genitals at birth, but
yeah,
you know.
I think it's interesting. I have a friend who has talked about how he wishes he had a vagina, but like he still wants to have his penis too, but he mm-hmm. wishes he had a vagina like maybe in his armpit, he says. I'm like, oh, maybe it's a possibility now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That
where would
I don't
go
know
to?
Where.
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
There's like muscle in here.
It would have to be
here.
A really good angle or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, to like hit the hollow between like your ribs and your collarbone and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably not worth it, but
probably not a good spot.
Our piercer Tucci has a hilarious tattoo of a bearded clam in his armpit.
That's awesome.
It's a clam that's like open, and it's got this like big, long, pointy beard, and then it's got like a captive bead ring around like the fleshy part inside the clam.
That's awesome.
So it's a pierced bearded clam.
Is the piercing tattooed or is it actually pierced?
It's just pierced? Tattooed on because like with the size of the clam it would have had to have been like this giant thing.
Okay.
Not that I wouldn't put it past Tooch to like pierce his armpits. I have a feeling, you know. I don't know. I think let me know if you would do that, Tooch, if you still listen.
He listens. I had a friend who got the back of his neck pierced, and mm-hmm. he was a kid that like everybody thought was kind of foolish and we all like picked on him, and the school I went to had the chair of the art department was this woman in her 70s who had been a sister. mm-hmm. and like she was like very small and kind of looked like Dr. Ruth and was like pretty proper, and she heard us picking on this kid for his neck piercing, and she came over and like yelled at us for it and defended him. I'm like,
nice,
what world is this? This is awesome.
That is awesome. Actually defended somebody yesterday because I thought it was pretty well bullshit that this, we work with one guy at work, and he,
you mean as opposed to like everybody else's women,
everybody else's women.
Okay.
And he came in and I went on my lunch break and I came back and everybody was telling me that this kid was, and he's only 18, smells like BO, and I'm like, okay, like, is it really bad? Like, did he just forget to shower today or what? And they're like, it's terrible. I can't stand next to him. Like, they're really going off on this rant. And literally everybody in the room is, like, talking about him. And he's back in the back. So I go in the back and I'm like, hey, dude, are you okay? You know, like, what's going on? And he's just like, nothing. I'm just watching this dog. And I was like, yeah, just, so I checked the dog because I was like, oh, did you get all the soap out and whatever? So I was just making conversation with him so I could get a little bit closer, but like nonchalantly while we were talking. And I'm like, but no. And I was like, he just smells like he smells. Like, it doesn't.
You have a physical job.
Yeah.
Like,
you're, we have get a physical stinky job. It was one of the first hot days of the year. He probably just didn't put on as much deodorant as he normally does, or his deodorant doesn't actually work as well as it does when
or
it's...
Or he just doesn't wear deodorant.
Or maybe he some doesn't, and don't. That is a personal choice that I was just like... So I went out, and I was like, you guys are all fucking assholes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he smells like a person. Like, yeah. He doesn't smell like flowers or cologne or whatever.
Forgiven
he smells
him for having a human scent.
He smells like a human being who smells mm-hmm. a little bit like sweat. And they're like, well, I mean, isn't it offensive to the customers? I'm like, who the fuck would be offended by that? I'm like, unless they're leaning over his shoulder and actually right next to him, you can't fucking smell
yeah,
him.
Yeah, they're not going to smell him from across the room. Like, he's yeah. the bather. He's not going to be, like, front and center interacting yeah. with the customers anyway.
No, he is with the customers.
Oh?
He checks in his own dogs. They do their own dogs. But, yeah, he... I'm like, what, are you fucking kidding me? I was pissed. I was really pissed.
Like, if somebody's going to get offended by it, then they can tell me you yeah. need to
and
shut
that
your
was,
mouths.
And that was the thing. They were like, well, you need to talk to him about it because I'm the manager. And I was like, well, I'll go talk to, like, my manager about it, see what we're supposed to do. And Gary was like, well, I mean, don't talk to him about it because that would be uncomfortable. And I'm like, I don't think we should talk to him about it. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So then they call in this other guy who's like another manager
oh, God.
To like try to talk to him. And I'm like, if you guys keep going with this, I'm going to start writing people up for harassment. This is bullshit. Stop it.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like, this is complete and total crap. Like, none of you are allowed to say anything. And if you do, so help me God, I'm going to write you up.
Even with deodorant, fuming. It's not necessarily something he can control. Like,
I know, that's
we don't
what I
control
said.
How we
I was
smell.
Like, I was like, I didn't shower today. Are you guys going to, like, rag on me for not fucking
yeah.
showering?
Why would
We're
you shower
dog
before?
Groomers.
Yeah. yeah.
Within 5 minutes, I smell more like the dog than I do like myself. Yeah. Like, stop ragging on people for smelling like people. I really don't get it. And like, I don't understand people who are offended by natural odors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's because we're all supposed to either smell like, ladies are supposed to smell like soft feminine things like flowers and powder, and guys are supposed to smell all manly, musky, tough.
Bill smells like
and if you
Fruit
don't
Loops.
Smell like either of those, then you're a fucking freak and should be ostracized.
And good like, for you for standing up yeah. because that, you know, like in an environment where people like just like say the shitty things I want to say, if nobody yeah. calls them out, then they think that they're
they
fine
think
and
that
in
it's
the right.
fine. Yeah. Yeah. I was fuming. And like, your body odor is something that is supposed to attract you to your mate.
Yeah. yeah. Somebody could walk through yeah. that door that is just like, damn, he smells good right now.
yeah. Like, that is, you're not supposed to smell like Axe.
Yeah.
You know?
God.
And
Axe.
Nobody should smell like Axe. That shit should be banned.
It's awful.
And Axe's whole campaign is to attract people.
Yeah. Ugh. It is not attractive to me.
No.
It gags me. And Bod, too. Bod is another one.
Any of those spray yeah. deodorants. They're all awful.
Yeah.
Air quotes. You couldn't see that, people yeah. at home.
I hear it.
Deodorants.
Deodorants. Mm-hmm. Quote unquote.
I don't wear deodorants. ever.
Yeah. And that's what made me think about it. Like, that's, it came back to it. I was like, I have a friend who doesn't even wear deodorant. I never smell
bad. Nobody tells me I smell bad. I mean, if I did, I would want you guys to tell me.
You've never smelled you.
All right. Nope. No. I mean, I'm not putting, like, my armpit up in your face or anything.
I appreciate that.
We're not that good of friends.
Are there people you do that to?
I'll occasionally do it to Jeff.
All right. Do I smell?
He'll just be, like, lying on the bed after a tough day, and I'm just like...
Yeah.
Or I'll take my socks off and just, like, smother him with my socks.
That's awful.
Why?
It's funny. He loves me. It's fine.
That would kill me.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's like anything else. Like, scent is a personal preference.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I wear Old Spice deodorant.
Yeah.
And I dated a guy who wore, like, the most feminine floral deodorant. And one day we were just talking, and he's like... mentioned his deodorant, and I was like, oh, I wear Old Spice man scent.
My roommate from college always wore men's deodorant. She's like, I fucking hate the smell of women's deodorant.
Yeah, me too. I can't stand it.
I like men deodorant because I'm just like, I smell like a delicious man, and I don't have to put my face in anyone else's armpit.
That's right. Oh, Lord.
I switched to unscented a while ago, and I only went through, like, one stick of it because... a dog pooped all over the floor and it smelled horrible.
Oh.
So I pulled up my t-shirt and I was like, normally when I pull up my shirt, I smell really good and it smells like flowers or something. This time I pulled up and I'm like, it smells like nothing.
Oh.
This is not helpful. Oh. So then I stopped.
There's nothing to mask the poop.
Yeah. Deal with literal shit all day. And I'm like, I need something flowery here. Yeah. Fruity.
I get it.
It's all preference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be who you want, smell how you want.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have somebody ragging on you for it. Just makes me mad.
Yeah. I have to admit, I wear Axe deodorant.
Well, you don't spray it on instead of showering, though.
No. I knew a kid in high school who, he didn't wash his clothes ever. He just, like, sprayed them with Febreze and then ironed them. And he always smelled good and looked sharp, but he was apparently real dirty. Oof.
Why would that be easier than washing your clothes? I don't know. Maybe he didn't have a washer. I don't know. Maybe he didn't have running water.
I hear that he and his dad, like, just lived in this house, and his dad sold shit on eBay and, like, put his cigars out on the side of the computer, and it was just, like, covered in dog hair, and they're like, yeah, it was a real bachelor pad.
But they probably didn't have running water. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I had something, and then I totally lost it with the cigars and dog hair.
Sorry.
Oh, no, I had a roommate that, I actually worked at the theater with him, and, I don't know if we ever both lived in the house at the same time, but we were good friends, and we worked at the theater together, and he never washed his theater polo. When it would get too funky, he would spray it with Axe and then just hang it in the window to, like, let fresh air through it. And I'm like, dude, that's nasty. He's like, that shirt's gross. I'm not putting it in with the rest of my laundry. You're gross.
What? That's what the washer does.
Yeah.
Although
put it in separate.
You could put it in separate. That's what I used to have to do when I worked at McDonald's because... they gave you a uniform that already had grease stains on it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was already used. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, thanks. And it was disgusting from the very beginning. And they gave you two shirts and two pairs of pants. And
yeah, unless they're out of your size, you do not get new.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I used to have to wash my clothes separately from everything else because they just smelled awful.
All of your laundry will smell like the back of McDonald's.
All right, yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Although at the theater they gave you new polos. Or did you return your polos when you were done? Oh, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Some people didn't return them. It was asked that you returned your polo when you quit.
What if you were working there for like 4 years?
You only ever got one shirt.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. It used to be they changed the shirts every year because when the theater originally opened, when the Troutmans first bought it and turned it into to a 12 screen from a 4 screen. During the winter, you wore the classic white button down with a bow tie and a vest. And then in the summer, each year you got like a different color polo. Some people from years past had like these like pale yellow polos. Some people had gray polos. Well, they got to the red polos and then they just quit giving out new shirts. And you were supposed to get 2 polos when you started, but there were so many people working for the company and not enough people were giving shirts back that you only ever got 1 polo. My first polo was a men's large.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I had to wait till like somebody quit that had a medium. And they were one size polos. Like, there weren't men's and women's sizes. They were just all straight.
Yeah, so we
awful, ugly polos that somebody else wore.
We have, like, men's and women's shirts and all of that else. We also have, although the smocks that we wear, they're, like, zipper up. And they're, like, kind of windbreaker material, but thinner. We just got new ones. And the whole, like, we always put our scissors in our pockets because it's just safer to put them there than on the table, obviously. Mm-hmm. They poke holes in the bottom of the pockets because the material is so thin. So everybody has holes in the bottom of their pockets, so we keep having to order new ones. But they're $15 a piece, and it's, like, eating into our budget. And I'm just like,
we need a pocket protector.
This is...
Don't your...
Like, we need to figure something out here.
Didn't your shears come with sheaths?
Yeah, but, like, not in the way that... Not all of them come in, like, the same...
Mm-hmm. Do you have the opportunity to order, like, I know when I graduated beauty school, Jeff's mom got me this thing that you tie around your waist that's got spots for 6 pairs of shears. It's like a little leather satchel thing. I don't know if you could order one of those. It'd probably be better than ordering new pants every 2 weeks.
Well, the pants are all on you.
Oh.
It's the pockets and the smocks.
Oh, right, smocks.
But, I don't know. I think we need to find a way to, like, put something in the bottom of their pockets. Like, if we could sew that in felt or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something thick and sturdy. Get some denim up in there.
I gotta figure it out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have thread and a needle in my drawer at work with the same color as our smocks. And every now and then I'm like, give me your smock. I'm gonna have to, like, sew it.
You're like,
that's what being the manager's all about.
Yeah, the mom. I am like the mom. I'm like, who's got laundry?
Dog grooming house mom.
Pretty much.
Heh.
The other day I brought in, like, everybody's sick, so I brought in cold medicine out of, like, the cabinet. I just grabbed everything I had
because
everybody was sick, and I was like, here, take whatever you need. Just, we need to get through this Saturday. So, and everybody was like, oh my God, thank you.
You are the mom.
Pretty much. I don't know how that happened. I can take care of adults. I'm not very good at taking care of kids.
Kids are really needy.
Yeah.
They're much needier.
Yes. Yes, they are.
I always try to work in the high school if I can, because I can't handle, like, kids from kindergarten through, like, second grade, because they just touch me. And then their problems, like, they're real problems to them, but they don't seem like problems to me. And I'm just like, I don't care that Sally won't be your friend anymore for no reason at all. Like, she'll be your friend again in 20 minutes. Let's not deal with this. Whoa. I don't know. It's draining. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Tap, 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 tap. Like, stop touching me.
What do you want?
Yeah. And, like, if a little kid is, like, sleeping, that's probably a problem. But if a high school kid is sleeping, you're like, eh. Fine. At least he's not beating someone up.
Yeah.
Kids.
Did you want to talk about... I thought you had a topic going in.
Do you want to talk about some street harassment?
Yeah. Let's talk about some street harassment.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to segue to that after we were just like, you can't police people's bodies and their odors. And then we got on to...
Whatever
uniforms.
It was. Yeah.
Awful work uniforms. Anyway,
so street harassment.
Yeah,
you can't police
it's a
people's
thing.
Outfits.
You can't.
Some bullshit. Somebody. It was really warm. See, not yesterday. The day before, in Troy, like, it was really warm in the morning, and then it rained, and it was kind of chilly in the afternoon. And somebody who lived in my area posted on Facebook, like, "Here's your annual, like, slut reminder." like, don't wear clothes that are too cold for the weather. Like, it's only 60 out and blah, blah, blah. And, like, you look like a whore and have some respect for yourself. And I, like, I'm like, who is this person that I'm Facebook friends with? Like, we have one mutual friend. And I was, like, about to unfriend them. I'm like, nope, I'm just going to, like, I'm just going to bitch here on their post. Like, listen, it was really warm this morning. And, like, I have respect for myself, not, like, by wearing the things that I feel comfortable in, despite whether or not other people say I should. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I know, probably just took it too far. I was like, yeah, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Now, I kind of, like, just maybe subconsciously get a little judgy when people dress, like, not warm enough for the weather. I'm like, I take the stance that Bill does. It's like, all right, I get it. You're tough. You're outside in, like, 40-degree weather without a coat. Now, please put a coat on because you're making me fucking cold right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It got cold and I didn't realize that it got cold. And then I went back out and I'm still in my shorts and tank top. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then, like, I'm too lazy to go back inside and get, like, a sweater. Whatever, I'll just deal with it.
Yeah, I have this strategy that I carry around a jacket with me until the beginning of May.
I
no matter what
try to carry a cardigan around in my bag during the summer because people over air condition.
Yeah.
And that was a tip I picked up from other people. I'm like, you're so smart. I'm cold, and you just pulled a sweater out of your bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the people who carry, like, large enough bags to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my bag. It just catches everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Carry a tote bag for library books.
So anyway, street harassment.
It's a street harassment.
We didn't even talk about that at all.
We started to with the going out in inappropriate clothes and the slut shaming and
yeah, like, you're seriously allowed to wear whatever the hell you want. You shouldn't have to worry about.
It seems to be like a measure in extremes, though. When you wear something, it's either like extreme, like slut shaming, or just like general dislike from people, or like people catcalling.
Yeah,
is my experience with it.
Yeah,
because it's either dirty looks or too many
dirty
words.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to say anything. You can say hello. I stop people on the street, especially if I feel I judge every situation by whether or not I feel like I have the power to do so. But I'll stop people that I feel comfortable with and be like, hey, you can say hello to me. Like, that's fine. Tell me to have a nice day. That kind of conversation I'm totally fine with. But, like, don't say this other shit to me. Like, I'm sorry. Please do not comment on my appearance. Whether or not you think it's a compliment is irrelevant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter.
I freaked out. My neighbor had a friend, and, like, my neighbor who has moved away since used to just sit out on the porch all the time. He would say hi to me. He was perfectly pleasant. And he had this one friend that would sometimes sit out there with him. And that friend would always say shit to me. And, like, it's laundry day. My face looks terrible. I've just threw on whatever. I'm, like, going. I have to walk past you to get to the laundromat. And I don't want to think about how I look. I have to think about how I look all the fucking time. Like, every person who talks about how a woman looks makes me think about how I look.
Yeah.
Every magazine cover, every, like, dude who has a comment about somebody, like, always makes me think about myself. And sometimes I just don't want to fucking think about it.
Yeah.
And this guy just is like, oh, man, you just look so good every time you come out the house. Like, what's going on? I'm like, hey, listen. Like, you can say hello to me, but please, like, I'm doing laundry. Can you not? Please? Oh, I'm sorry. Some people, though, when I ask them not to comment on my appearance, they're like, fuck you. I can say whatever I want. Like, yes, male privilege must be nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really interesting experience once with that kind of stuff. I was at college at Bloomsburg, and I think it was pretty close to finals week. I was with my friend studying, and we decided to take a pizza break, but it was like midnight to 1 a.m, and we walked down, and we passed by this like frat house, and there was a bunch of guys on the porch, and they started saying stuff to us, like basically like, oh, why don't you come in, blah, 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 like that kind of thing, just like, you know, random.
They're trying to chat unquote, you up.
Like, compliments. And I just, like, you know, kept walking, didn't acknowledge them at all. And the two guys who were yelling the most, one of them turns to his friend and he's like, bro, it doesn't matter, they're obese anyway.
He said,
I'm like, I my friend was really, like, torn up about it. She was like, like, just confused and hurt.
Kelsey,
and I was like, yeah, basically. And I was like,
You're gonna look.
It didn't matter when they called us pretty, and it doesn't matter when they're calling us obese. Like, it's ridiculous. It's like amazing.
They're drunken assholes on their front porch.
It's amazing how quickly it turns into like this vindictive. Like, yeah. I have this power to like dictate what you are.
I'm amazed they didn't call you like bitches or dykes or.
Yeah. I think they did say the word bitch, but I don't really remember. This was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
but I just thought it was really interesting.
Ugh.
Yeah. That thing, like, oh, you think that I'm hot until I don't accept your bullshit, and then all of a sudden you're gonna like throw some insults my way. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
I a while ago, it was in February. Jeff and I went to a live recording of the Sex Nerd Sandra podcast, and one of her guests was Dr. Timmarie Schmidt, and she talked a little bit about street harassment, and like she tends to bike around Philly, and she kind of like picks her battles because she, you know, you live in a city, you get street harassed a lot, and like sometimes if it's only like one or two dudes, she'll stop and like tell them what's what, but if it's like a bunch of guys hanging out on the porch and they yell stuff at her, she just stops and is like, that is inappropriate, and then just keeps going.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And there's also, she's friends with, like, a kind of anonymous group in Philly called Pussy Division. They go around, and places where women say they get street harassed a lot, they'll go, like, when there's, like, no foot traffic, and they spray paint on the sidewalk, like, common phrases that these people yell, and then they'll spray paint, like, a big no sign over it. They're, like, really well done, like, little stenciled things, but it's just, like, it says, hey, baby, and then there's just, like, a big no sign over it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I painted some signs last year that said, commenting on a stranger's appearance is street harassment. And I, like, they were, like, fancy old-fashioned kind of signs. And I, like, went and screwed them to some street poles near the area in my city where people get street harassed most. And it was interesting to, like, I would talk about different things with different people, and sometimes people would be like, oh my god, I saw this thing, and they would pull up a picture on their phone of the sign that I had painted, and I'm like, oh yeah. Eventually they got taken down, but they stayed up for a few months, so I intend to paint some more and put them around.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I also, I don't know if you guys have seen, it's been gaining a lot of attention on social media, Tatiana Fazlilidze.
I was just going to ask you about those.
Stop Telling Women to Smile. I discovered her work when I was putting together a little zine tract thing to give to people that has the same title. I'm like, I want to hear about other people's experience with this so I can better formulate my sort of advice to people who think they're being nice. So I found out about her posters and that you could like buy some or like give her, donate some, and she would send some money and she would send you some posters. So I raise money. I do a drink and draw event in Troy, and I just explained to everybody, I'm like, I'm trying to do this thing, like, women living in the city have to experience street harassment, it really sucks, and I'd like to bring her artwork to like support women and to support artwork in Troy. I passed around a bucket and people just gave generously. Raised $100 and I sent $100 to her, and she shipped me two tubes filled with posters. So me and a bunch of women from the Troy area are going to just like wheat paste those around.
Nice.
When we get the chance. We were supposed to a couple weeks ago, but our plans fell through. But hopefully soon. And they say great things like, my outfit is not an invitation. Stop telling women to smile. Like,
The whole smile thing just gets to me. Yeah, like,
that irks me.
I have like two experiences with it. One was really recently. It wasn't even that bad. It was just really annoying. But the one was, I was dating this guy, it was about a year ago, and I was trying to talk to him about like my depression and stuff like that. I was like trying to explain it to him.
I remember that.
And he just wasn't getting it. And he's like, baby, just put your chin up and smile. He's like, you're so much prettier when you smile. And I'm like,
punch him in the face.
We broke up less than a week later.
And we're done here.
Like, there's no, and I said to him, I was like, there was no better way for you to make me feel like you're discounting everything that I just said and make me feel like,
oh yeah,
I'm nothing to you, like that, and none of my problems are real. And if I'm a girl and I smile, like, I'm giving you back what you want to see. Like, that's it. And that's
nobody tells dudes to smile if they're serious.
It's true, like, what is it about femininity that means that we can't feel whatever we want to feel. And that's the problem I have with the whole smile thing. It's mm-hmm. like, if I'm not happy, I don't want to smile. If I have resting bitch face, I know that about myself. I don't want to have to force myself to look a certain way just to appease you.
I think, like, we should really stop calling it that.
Resting bitch face.
Because it's just like, yeah. that's just the way my face looks. Like, yeah. I'm not, like...
My face...
My default face. It doesn't mean I'm making a bitch face. Yeah. It's just like, you don't say the same thing about dudes who walk that's around true. Not smiling that's all the true. Time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I just have a very serious face yeah. where... Because I think about a lot of stuff. Like, I'm rarely smiling unless I have a reason.
I'm in my head a lot.
So seriously.
Don't smile.
Yeah, I'm just that's okay.
Actually, yeah. I'm not smiling doesn't mean I'm unhappy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Smiling doesn't mean I'm happy.
I had a female manager constantly tell me all the time that I just need to smile.
And
I'm like, why?
And that's the thing.
Why do I have to smile to show people that I'm not being mean to them?
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't have to, just because I'm a woman, smile when I'm talking to somebody mm-hmm. so they know that I'm not being an asshole.
Yeah.
And people call me a bitch all the time because mm-hmm. I just sound like one. And I've actually had to explain to people, no, I am not being mean to you. No, I'm not being condescending. This is my voice. Like, this is seriously just my voice. I'm not being mean. Like, you... Don't you understand that at all?
Yeah.
And like especially being in a manager position, it makes it a lot harder because I've had so many times where customers angry with me immediately walk out the door and walk to my male manager, who is not even a salon manager whatsoever. He is just another store manager. Immediately beeline. That happens all the time when they're just like, well, I'm not going to talk to her. She can't do anything. And he'll come back and he'll be like, whatever she said is exactly what you have to do because she knows the policies. They shouldn't have to go out to talk to somebody who is a male so that way he can tell them that, yeah, I am actually in charge. What I said is actually the policy. That's what we have to do. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you don't like it.
Yeah.
But just because it comes out of his mouth, you're going to take it.
My first job was working at this copy center, or it's my second job. I worked at this copy center, and I was the only employee, and it was owned by this woman who is like a Texan moved up north. Mm-hmm. And like when customers would get upset with her, they would frequently ask to talk to the manager. She's like, "You are leave, never come back here again."
Yeah. There's awesome. Been so many times when somebody looks at me and they're like, can I talk to the manager? And I'll point to my smock and I'm like, it says manager.
Yeah. When I...
It says it on my clothing.
I was in the minority for a little while. I was a female working in a hardware store. And we had a frequent caller. He was middle-aged, elderly gentleman who I think he was like trying to fix up his house before, you know, he flew south for his retirement. And every time he would call, he would ask to talk to a man. Like, he's like, this is... I'm not going to say his name, because he's dead now. He's like, and I need help in this department, and I want to talk to a man, young lady.
The fuck?
And I'm like, listen, sir, you need help in plumbing? I'm the plumbing department manager. You talk to me.
Did you say it to him?
not in so many words, but I was like, I'm the plumbing department manager. I can help you with whatever you need, sir. And he's like, I don't know. I would really feel more comfortable if I could get assistance from a man. So I would call over my walk-in. I'm like, so-and-so is on the phone asking to talk to a man again. And one by one, like, other employees be like, I'm busy, got customers, can't help you. Pick up the phone. Sorry, dude. I'm all you got. Everyone else is being, well, I need blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I can get that thing that you need for your thing in like 5 minutes. It'll be ready and at the register by the time you get here, sir. And he's like, well, thank you, young lady. But he eventually warmed up to me a little bit. I don't think he ever stopped calling me young lady, but he got a little less condescending about it.
Jesus Christ.
Services. But he's dead now. Like, he flew south for the winter and then died. He was old. He was like, I don't know, like in the 70s or 80s.
It's so strange.
Such bullshit.
Yeah. And I had another coworker who just, like, he was arrested on pedophilia charges once, what? Like, many years before he worked at the hardware store. He was working there, like, post-retirement, like, in his 60s. Yeah. Wow. And he would constantly leer at the young, attractive girls that worked there. Like, we had a couple high school girls that worked there, and then there was me, and then there was just, you know, some regular female customers, and he would always, like, come up to the register and ask for something that was, like, under the register.
I actually had a deal.
And then he would stand back there and just, you could hear him just like,
Yeah, we had a, we hired a guy at Red Robin, and he still works there, but it was like his
second, that motherfucker's not fired yet?
No, it was his second week of work, and it was a group of us were just standing around talking at one point, and he's like, he came up to us, it was me and two other girls, and he's like, you guys are so beautiful. He's like, I don't know why you don't just quit here and become strippers. And I just stared at him, and my friend Hannah was like, I have a degree in biology. I, like,
are you fucking
just because
kidding
we're
me
women doesn't mean that strippers
why is she working at Red Robin?
Because she has a degree in biology.
Right.
Because unfortunately that doesn't have very many
she'd
job
have
openings
to move somewhere with more opportunities, yeah, which she could do, but I don't know.
I had one time, it was the first male, it was, I just became manager, and it was the first time I ever had, actually it was the first employee that I had hired, and I didn't technically hire him. I wasn't even involved in the hiring process. So it was the first one who worked for me, and he actually would talk to all of the girls in the salon and be like, hey, you got a boyfriend? Hey, you want to go to the club later? Hey, you want to go do this or that? And I'm just like, no. And he'd be like calling them beautiful and stuff like that, and like always just like, hey lady, you got a whatever? And it's like, he'd call me boss lady, which just really bothered me. And eventually it got to the point where I had to talk to him about it. So I went to my boss, because I'm still new, I didn't know what I was doing yet as far as like to talk to people about that kind of thing. So they were like, write down what you need to talk to him about, bring it to us, you know, tell us what you're going to talk to him. So I wrote down a list of everything that he was doing wrong to try to help him. And he was having some issues with like customers, talking to customers properly. And he would sound like he was just very angry towards customers because they weren't doing what he thought that they should do. And like, I'm like, you gotta be a little bit nicer and things like that. So I was just talking to him about it, and I just walked in the back and I was talking to him while he was bathing a dog, and Lori was drying a dog behind me. And she said at one point she could hear him yelling at me over the dryer, which is really loud, because he just started getting belligerently angry with me. And at one point was just like, I don't understand why you're talking to me and Tim or Gary isn't talking to me. And I'm like,
what?
Because I'm your direct boss. And he's just like, well, that's not what I was told. And I was like, if you're not comfortable with that, then you need to leave. And he's just like, well, I don't get why you're blaming me for this. I've been in this business for 40 years, and I am way more educated in this than you are. And I'm like, you were in the vet, like he was in the vet industry for, according to his resume, 7 years. And he's only 40. So where he got, where he got that he was in the vet industry for 40 years doesn't have anything to do with anything.
How old was he?
Anyway, he was only 40.
Oh.
He's had pets since he was born.
Yeah.
It counts.
So like, I was like, and not only that, the grooming industry and the vet industry are very different things.
Oh, yeah.
They're definitely not even close to the same. But I went out to Gary and Tim, and I was like, he's not in the salon anymore, and here is why. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't in the salon anymore.
He
didn't
like the fact that he had to answer to a woman who was younger than him.
That was exactly right. And that's what I said to them. I was like, I don't feel comfortable with an employee who won't respect me.
Yeah.
And they were like, fair enough. He's a stalker now. And I walked back and I was like, get out. And he was just like, what? And I was like, you heard me. You're no longer working in the salon anymore. You want to push me again? And he's just like, why this is bullshit, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, bye. Okay.
Okay. Out of my salon now.
You're not my problem anymore. See ya.
That's awesome.
So I didn't have to deal with that.
Okay.
So it's kind of nice. Like, I do work for people who do understand those things. And, like, we do have policies in place. And they take them very seriously.
Yeah.
But it sucks that I still have to deal with customers that don't really, they don't get it. Like, there's another female who works there who, she's the cashier's manager, and she's like freaking constantly. They're like, "Can I talk to a manager?" She's like, "It says it on my name tag. I'm a manager. What can I help you with?" And they're like, "I need a man."
Niger.
For what? For what? Does my vagina have something to do with not being able to help you? Is it offending you that I have tits? Is that what?
Female hormones leave women incapable of making important decisions.
Yeah, and having leadership positions.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I can't help you pick out cat litter?
It's because of your periods, guys.
Yes.
I don't have one.
The PMS makes you unruly.
I do have
PMS. My ex's brother went through military training and came back and was like, talking about blah, 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 and I'm me, and we were discussing some things, and he was like, we can't have women in high ranking in the military, and I was just like, why? Tell me why, and he's like, because of their periods. He's like, it would get in the way, and I was just like, at that point, I just left the room.
Are they bleeding on everyone?
Like, yeah, is it like you can't have to go to the bathroom ever?
It affects their decision making, is what men have
PMS too,
but
yeah, nobody's hormones are at the same base level all the time. Yeah. Everybody so has hormonal fluctuations.
Does that mean anybody who's ever been diagnosed with depression can't be of power either? Yeah.
That whole family was kind of backwards, though. Like, the guy I was dating him for 4 years. Not this guy, the other guy. They're brothers.
No judgment.
Not at the same time.
No. Their mother used to tell me, she, like, because I wanted to go to grad school at the time and blah, blah, blah. And she'd always be like, that seems like a really selfish decision to me, because you should want to take care of him and all this stuff. And one time she had to go do something and I was in the house, and she's like, Kelsey, can you make dinner for everybody? And I don't even cook. Like, I'm not a good cook. There's no reason. There's more, like, I'm...
You didn't even know that egg salad existed out of a gas station until you were 20.
I didn't.
I'm just proving the point that you don't know how to cook.
Anyway.
It's a funny story.
Now's not the place.
She's like, you need to learn how to do this stuff, because you have to do it eventually if you ever get married. And I'm just like, well, fuck it. I'm not getting married.
What if I marry a gourmet chef? Yeah. Then what?
Yeah.
Then maybe, like, I'll make the money and I'll come home and he sweeps the floor and does all the cleaning.
Like,
that sounds,
or
like,
maybe you'll both do everything.
Honestly, yeah, like, that's my thing. It's like, I have no problem doing anything.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not expected to do that thing because of any stupid
gender
reasons.
Roles.
Yeah.
I posted a thing today. Well, you commented on it about the sewing tips from the magazine. Oh, fuck.
Let me.
The instruction manual from Singer.
Yeah. Let me bring that up, because I want to read this.
It is hilarious.
Podcast. It's great.
It's from like the 50s, the 40s or 50s. Oh. Yeah. Okay. About like, yeah. We'll bring it up.
I've got a couple of really, really old Singers, but I don't have the instruction manuals.
Okay. Advice from a Singer sewing manual from 1949. Prepare yourself mentally for sewing. Think about what you are going to do. Never approach sewing with a sigh or lackadaisically. Good results are difficult when indifference predominates.
It gets better.
Never try to sew with a sink full of dirty dishes or beds unmade.
The fuck?
When there are urgent housekeeping chores, do these first so your mind is free to enjoy your sewing. When you sew, make yourself as attractive as possible. Put on a clean dress. Keep a little bag full of French chalk near your sewing machine to dust your fingers at intervals. Have your hair in order, powder, and lipstick put on.
What?
If you are constantly fearful that a visitor will drop in or your husband will come home and you...
This has got to be you bullshit. Will, nope.
No. And you will not look neatly put together. You will not enjoy your sewing.
You know what I sew in?
Normally my underwear.
Naked, yeah. Dude, Betty Crocker was like made up by some men so that they would have like an approachable woman. And I wonder if that was like also written by some men.
Oh, probably. It was the huge post-World War II backlash. It's like, how can we convince women that staying in a home is a good thing?
Get them out of the factories.
Yeah. The men are back. They want their jobs back. It's not their jobs to stay at home.
But, I mean...
It's where the sitcom TV Housewife
came
from.
Saving our asses and keeping all the jobs. And, yeah. You know, that's fine. You can do that while we can't. But if we can, you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I... As weird as it sounds, I do sympathize a little bit with that. Because if I have other shit to do in the house, like, I can't fully concentrate and enjoy a sewing project. I'm just like, I gotta get this done because I've got other shit to do.
Yeah, I'm the same way with that, though, like, when I'm sewing, just because I don't like clutter around.
Yeah, this so is I'll like my up. Relaxing yeah. time. This is something I enjoy. Like, it's kind of my reward for doing chores is I get to sew.
I mean, I guess it depends why I'm sewing. If I need to sew to make something that I need to use tomorrow, then I don't give a shit about anything else.
Yeah.
It is kind of like a need thing. And it, like, if it's just sewing a button on a shirt, then I'll take the 5 minutes to do that. But if I'm just like, I am going to build a bag tonight, or like, I want to build a bag, let me clean up some other shit first so it's not on my mind, so I can just enjoy this for what it is.
Yeah.
It's my zen.
Sometimes I bring my projects out of the house so I don't have the house things distracting me. The sewing machine, I had one that was really nice and portable. It was like a Singer Genie with like the orange and yellow flowers on it. But like, the timing was off and I was trying to fix that. Mm-hmm. And I like unscrewed it. And there's like a tiny little screw in the bottom that I didn't have the right screwdriver for. And I ended up like stripping it. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll just put this in my storage unit. And someday I'll have to buy a whole new whatever this bottom part is. Fuck.
Yeah.
I guess I don't sew on the go anymore. Not with a machine, anyway.
No. Yeah, I don't really ever leave the house, so doing projects out of the house is, like, not something I do ever.
Yeah.
I'll take, like, crocheting with me, but that's about it.
I always put something in my bag to do, to work on, especially, like, as a substitute teacher. I end up with a lot of downtime, like, if they give me a prep. And I want the downtime. I don't want to have to constantly be watching kids. Mm-hmm. And even, like, when I am watching kids, like, if they're all busily working, what am I doing sitting there? Like, maybe I'll read a book, but a lot of the times I'm like, oh, I'm painting, I'm drawing, I'm crocheting, whatever. Mm-hmm. I've kind of gotten a reputation, and kids will ask me about projects that I've had in the past, which is fun. Hey, how'd that rug come? I was making, like, a rag rug for a long time. Ooh. Like, from old t-shirts that you tie in knots on some burlap.
I really want to do that.
It took a long time, and people ask me, like, oh, how much would this be? I'm like, I'd have to charge you at least $1,000. It took that long. And they're like, never mind. I was like, well, you asked.
Yeah.
It's not the time. It's the time that you put into it. And the
I get the materials that...
Yeah, people never, they think it's going to be as much as like something factory made at like Walmart or Target's gonna be like, oh yeah, you can get one of those rag rugs for like $15, but you know, this one I put like hours and hours into. I'm not gonna sell it to you for $15.
Yeah, like this took me 6 months to make.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're lucky if you can have this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it forever.
I had like a tent at like a craft fair, and I had the rag rug on the floor of the tent to like kind of add to the atmosphere of my space to like encourage people to come over. And like somebody who was appalled at how much I would have to charge them was like also offended that I was letting people walk on it. I'm like, it's a rug. You just can't have it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not precious, but I'm just not going to give it to you.
I made a rug to be a rug.
Yeah.
Like, I put the hours and the work into it, and I can do whatever I want with it. If you give me $1,000, you can do whatever you want with
light it. Light
it
on fire.
Yeah, I don't care.
I might care a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe don't do it in front of me.
Yeah.
Maybe don't tell me about it.
Yeah.
Don't post it on Facebook where I could see it. Somebody could, like, link it to be like, hey, remember that rug you made?
Ha ha ha.
this is kerosene. What did you, what? No.
Because I'm so rich that $1,000 on a rug doesn't mean shit.
Be the worst just person.
Seriously.
I get offended when people are like, I don't want bows. I don't want bows in my dog's hair. I'm like, you could just lie to me. Like, I made those. I did. Aww. I spend, like, my spare time sitting at home making bows. You can just lie and take them out when you get to the car. just lie to me. That's fine.
Are you salaried?
Why would you even, like, give bows to people who don't want, like, you don't want to...
I work commission.
Fine. You're not good enough to have my bows. Right.
I work on commission.
I was like, why are you working from home?
I'm not really working. I am working from home.
Like, why are you putting in time that you're not getting paid for?
I like making bows.
All right.
She'd be doing it anyway.
I do mm-hmm. like doing it, and I take pride in it, so... I used to sell them.
I've got so much shit in my house that I need to sell. I've kind of abandoned my Facebook page for my crafts and shit. It's got a bunch of messages, and it's at the point now where I'm just like, I'm just so afraid to even answer them. I don't want to see how old they are.
Yeah.
I had some stuff listed on Etsy. I had got a fabric store in my area was going out, and so I just got a ton of stuff for really cheap, and I got a lot of trim and this like heart lace, and I had so much of it, and I sold some to somebody, and I was like, I can sell you longer amounts, just message me, we'll figure it out. And somebody messaged me asking me for like 60 yards or something, and I'm like, okay, I have to go to the post office, and I like measured a bunch out, and I'm like, oh, it ends at certain points, it's not continuous, fuck, I'll have to like let them know. And I brought it to the post office, and I found out how much it would cost to get it shipped, and then I just never messaged them back, and I found the envelope at one point, and I'm like, oh no.
I hate that.
It was been like 6 months.
Yeah, just like, well, I can't do it now, I can't, it's I burned that bridge. Yeah. It's done.
Yeah, like, sorry.
If it was that important, they would have messaged you again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I hate these headphones.
I know.
Why?
They diggle my ears.
But, like, I can tell whether I'm off the mic or not, you know?
Yeah. It's very handy. It's gotten, like, I feel like our sound quality has gone up since people are just like, oh, I can't hear myself. I should probably get closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I have We're one like, mic.
I get now. It makes sense for functionability and stuff.
I know.
I'm like headphones. I have one microphone that I'm like, hey, we'll get better sound quality if you and I both sit really close to this microphone.
Yeah. Yeah, for the hookah bar thing, I'm very curious to the audio quality of that, because Bill and I just put our iPhones out on the table next to the hookahs and just hit record. So,
I mean,
we'll see.
What does Jeff record his podcast on?
His iPhone headphones.
It sounds
so fine. They're like right up against his face.
Okay.
These were like on the table a couple feet away from us. I'm doubtful you're even going to hear Sam say anything, because he was like at the end of the couch.
The iPhone headphones have a mic on them?
Mm-hmm. There's a little button on the left string that it adjusts the volume, and you can pause, and I think you can skip songs and stuff. But there's also like a little hole in it that acts as a mic.
I didn't
They're
know
so crazy multifunctional.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
All that stuff and just that tiny little like 1 inch by like half a centimeter thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's crazy. Technology.
Technology is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
Grow vaginas in a lab now.
Vaginas in a lab.
Bring it back.
They're growing like ears and stuff too.
Oh, they've been doing that for years. They used to grow them on the backs of mice.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do that.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's true.
That's
true
awful. Fact.
I remember, do you guys remember, oh God, guys, I gotta really work that out of my vocabulary. I'm trying really hard. Do any of you guys remember, yeah, referring to groups of multi-gendered people as just guys?
It's really hard for me, not a southerner.
Yeah.
Like, y'all. I don't say y'all.
Do y'all remember the Weekly Reader from elementary school?
Yes.
Anybody? Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. It like was just like
school. It was like a 4-page.
Or yeah.
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 Yeah. I remember we got one that I think I was in like third grade at the time, and it was like new revolutionary like medicine. Like there was a naked like hairless mouse on it with like a fucking ear on its back.
Can you hear me, my bag?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're...
Ashley is really bad at, like,
any charades, sort of, like, visible cues.
We have to stop what we're doing. Ashley's just like, what? What do you want?
I'm terrible.
I think one time I was trying to sign to, like, get her to get me something from the fridge or, like, throw me a pen, just something really small.
Stop.
And I think Bill was here and he's like, Ashley, she's asking for this. God.
I'm terrible at it. People come up to the window all the time and are like pointing and like talking, and I'm just like, I can't hear you.
Come.
I don't know what you're. This glass is.
Door.
You have to yell to hear. It's glass. Like.
I guess that's you don't communicate with those deaf people well.
No, I can't read lips at all.
That'd be handy. I want to learn American Sign Language, but there's like. Nowhere to go to learn it that you don't have to pay asses of money or be enrolled like at a college.
Yeah. Right. Take videos, maybe.
I mean, there's probably like a YouTube series, but like I would prefer professional instruction from someone who can like critique my gestures. Right.
Yeah. There's not like a continuing education around here that does.
I haven't been able to find anything yet. I don't think Susquehanna or Bucknell even offer any like kind of in general classes for like specifically. Sign language.
Oh, I feel like I don't know. There's definitely language classes in continuing education in my area.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to remember whether or not there's
ASL counts as a language.
I think there might be. I think that those classes might exist someplace. Like maybe I'll have to drive to Philly.
No, I not like Philly, it. But that's such a drive. I'm not doing that just to take a class. Harrisburg, maybe.
There might be some. Is there a college in Harrisburg?
There's a couple.
Is there a college at Harrisburg?
Yeah.
There's Hack. There's Harrisburg Air Community College.
Okay. Elizabethtown is just outside of Harrisburg. That's like 10 minutes from Harrisburg.
The community college might even have. That's where I take a lot of mine. There's a community college in my area that offers.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll look into it. But I haven't been able to find anything that impressed me so far.
Yeah.
A lot of them you have to go through like this, like there's like the American Sign Language like Association or whatever, like has to run these classes, has to like, you know, send educators and shit. And it's like, what do you do if you have a kid that needs to learn sign language? Like, how do I, can I find one of those classes? I'll learn sign language with a bunch of like 2-year-olds. It's fine. They'll probably be better than me.
Somebody that I was babysitting for had baby sign language videos, and I watched a few of those with their kid.
I know my alphabet, and Morgan and I, for a little while, were watching this series called Signing Time on Netflix.
Signing Time Station.
No. I don't remember any of it, though, and she wasn't that into it. And I'm like, come on, you do the thing with the thing. She was like, nah.
Mom, that's lame.
Yeah.
I learned some from a friend's kid, like, more, please, like, okay, I can do those signs still.
Yeah. There were, like, themed episodes. There was one that was, like, a birthday thing. They were, like, cake, candles, present, cause you're, like, opening a box. That's all I got.
I went to see Alison Bechdel speak.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was pretty good. I was hoping for more from it. It was like a pretty general, like, here is sort of like my most recent comics projects kind of talk. Mm-hmm. But oh my goodness, I never find butch women that attractive, but she was so adorable. Like, hey, what's going on, Alison Bechdel? But there were interpreters, sign language interpreters, like doing her whole thing, and like some of the things she would say, like,
were they like the fake ones at like the,
I fucking hope not. That'd be so awful. I was thinking about that too. I'm like, does anybody know whether or not they are doing this? Are there actually people here who need this and can tell if they're
right?
But yeah, there were two people, so they took turns, and like just watching them interpret, like, I've like learned some stuff about sign language. Mm-hmm. that there's not like verb tenses, and we don't like use the little articles and everything.
Nope.
And I'm like, do you have a word for that specific dirty thing she was talking about?
yeah it's crazy. And like going back to, we were talking about like trying to communicate with deaf people, like on top of some of them having awful handwriting, because I've run into that too. I had deaf neighbors for a couple years as a kid, And yeah, they don't use like a and the like tenses of verbs. Like it's sometimes it's hard to understand. You just have to like read it a couple times and it's like, oh, like
but you think
I can't think of a...
You'd think they'd have to write also.
Or, like, read books. Like, they would...
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. with the sign language, like, you don't have those little articles. You just have, like, nouns, verbs, adjectives. Go.
I heard something recently about... they did a study, and places where the language they speak doesn't use a future tense, mm-hmm. people are better at saving and planning for the future. Because it feels really? Like it's like
that's so weird. At the same time,
and people whose languages does have future tense, it just feels far away, and they're not so good at saving.
Yeah, that's strange. That makes sense. Like, I know it's an American thing. The ing, like other languages don't have that. Like, I'm going to do something.
Spanish is a n d o.
Really? And I've been reading a book. Anyway. I've been reading a book as I push my glasses up.
You're reading like 9 books at any given
time. I am. Yeah. Shut up. You're jealous of my nightstand.
Tell us about the book that you're reading.
It's called Our Magnificent Bastard Tongue. And it's just the differences between like English and like the European root languages and stuff. And it's pretty dry. It takes me a while to like get through a whole chapter. Cause I'm just like, this is interesting, but... Like, I like the information, but it's presented terribly. But, yeah, like, a lot of languages don't have, like, the ing suffix, and it's just, like, I will do something, not I am going to do something. Mm. Like, they get rid of, like, weird shit that English has that somehow, like, we picked up. The
future perfect.
I don't know.
Kelsey,
you're the English major.
I learned these terms in Spanish.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the future, like, I am going to, like, mm-hmm. ABBA is the ending.
I haven't taken Spanish since.
I never took Spanish.
So. I don't know.
And
what did
also.
You take in high school?
I took 3 years of Spanish in high school, but the third year we only had 5 people. Mm. We just watched a lot of movies.
Oh.
We only ever had, like, 5 people in German class. Nobody wanted to fucking take German.
I took a class in college that was, it was an independent study where all we did was watch movies and wrote papers about them.
That's awesome. There was cool. This class I almost took in college called Cinema Appreciation.
Ooh. Oh, God, I'm
every
jealous.
Class period, you watch a movie. And then the next class period, you discuss that movie and then you watch another movie.
That sounds awesome.
I know.
A friend of mine took a David Lynch class. He doesn't like David Lynch anymore.
Really?
Aww.
Yeah.
I was going to say, sign me up for that, but if it's going to make me hate David Lynch, I don't want to take it.
Yeah, I don't know that he was a huge fan in the first place, but he's definitely
I wouldn't say
not
I'm a huge
anymore.
Fan. I'm appreciative of his work. I like it. I like the avant-garde kinds of things.
Yeah.
Nodding. Everybody's nodding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great for podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So tired.
Hand gestures and... nodding.
Yeah, we had sign language.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a good podcast. Let's sign the entire thing.
Yes.
Oops. Oh, I know.
Ashley would be so lost.
Yeah, I would.
Ashley would be the only one talking.
I would be so
just like sounds of
what
confusion.
Are you saying? It would just be a podcast of just me screaming at people.
Yelling at us. Can we just talk, please?
This is not fun anymore.
Guys.
I don't work well with groups.
It's fine. I don't either.
I never liked that.
This is about the largest group I can work well with, and only because I know you people.
Yep.
Throw me in a group with strangers, and I'm not doing fuck all.
Yep. Normally, I'm just like...
I don't know you. I'm not carrying you.
Yeah. That was the worst part of elementary school, having to do group projects. I'm like, you're going to do a shitty job, so I guess I'm going to do the whole thing.
Oh, God, seriously.
We had those in college, and it was always the worst.
It's the worst idea.
It's okay if you go... Like, I got to a point where I just assumed that I was just going to be doing everything.
Yeah.
And one time I had this art project thing, and there was a bunch of different parts, and the girl... this other girl was like, okay, I'll write it, like the report. So she gave me her report the day before it was due, and I was like, okay, let me just go and make sure, like, it was on email, and I was like, I put it all into Google just to see. And she copied it word for word out of word for word, which I feel like if you're in college, you should know
better.
You'd be
better at plagiarizing.
Yeah.
So I
don't put anything
the whole thing
in your paper.
Ever since then, I'm just
that isn't cited that you can find in an immediate Google search.
Yep.
That's
wow.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I decided to check it because
What did you do? Did you say something to her? Like, bitch.
Did you just rewrite the paper?
I did rewrite the paper. Like, if she can't do it, she can't do it.
You couldn't, fire her from your group?
No.
It was the day before it was due.
Yeah.
Well, she was the one that plagiarized the whole thing.
Yeah, but that's going to bring down the whole
realistically.
Group.
Yeah.
But I was timid. This was, my freshman year.
I've been there.
And I was just like, I'm not going to do anything about this.
Really glad I didn't have group projects in college.
It was the worst. I don't understand why it would still be a thing in college.
They think that it's a good
way. It's preparing you for the real world.
Yeah, they think it's a good way to, help you with your teamwork. I don't know. I worked at a high school last year that was all about group projects, but they did have, each group made a contract at the beginning of each project, and then they're like, if you don't do,
oh,
a whole day
smart.
Of your bargain, you'll get a warning, you get two warnings, and then, you can get fired, and if
that's
you get
good.
Fired, you have to do the whole project by yourself.
Ha.
That's a really good strategy.
Where was that when I was in high school?
Yeah, right. They really should have done that. Have a clause for not having to, pull someone along.
Yeah.
Because that would be more like the real world.
Yeah.
Oh, you're out. You're out of here. Because you can go to your boss and be like, this asshole isn't doing anything.
Yeah. They're not pulling their weight. Bam. Fired.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know. But whatever.
Bitches.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Bitches? I'm just making awful microphone noises.
I don't know. Let's edit that out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right. I'm warm and I have to pee and I'm kind of tired.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm ready to close this shit out.
This room makes you tired.
It's because it's so always warm in here.
Yeah. It's just so cozy.
It's cozy and it's warm and it's dim and.
Yes.
Not a good combination.
Yeah.
It is if you want to take a nap.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, it's too hot.
And you're on a leather couch.
Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, we're way over. Well, not way over, but we're. Slightly over the hour mark anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get the microphone closer so that I can turn around and, hit
out
buttons.
Noise.
Shut up.
Weird.
I'll just make mic noises all the time now. I will touch the springs and I will move shit around.
I hated it.
Anyway.
Okay.
It's all right. Episode 47. Girls on Girls.
Yep. Bye.
Wait. What? Wait, what? Totally forgot. Last episode and this episode. Emily, do you have anything you want to plug other than your podcast?
Oh, we are assholes.
God, we're awful.
That's all right. What do I do? You can follow me on Twitter at Chateau of a Doubt.
Which, by the way, Jeff loves that name. He loves puns.
I make comics at SomedayIWon'tSuck.com.
Is Chateau of a Doubt all one word, no underscores?
Yeah, all one word.
I don't have Twitter, so I gotta write this shit down.
If you're interested in what's going on in my city, you can like the Facebook page, Troy, New York is Better Than You Realize. I operate that shit. I made a little documentary about Troy because I like it so much. If you Google, this is Troy, NY, it should be the only result. It's a Vimeo video. It's 20 minutes long. I don't know. I do too many things. I think that's enough. It's probably an overwhelming amount of things.
Cool. You do a lot of things.
So, all right.
And my podcast is Make One For Me in Your Spare Time.
We will throw, and by we, I will do the blog post and put all of the links for both episodes.
I will try to remember the Facebook.
It's fine.
I'll try.
Do you know how many times I didn't do a Facebook post for this?
I think I'm going to set a reminder.
Yeah,
I do. Sometimes I go to comment, and I was like, I guess I'll just comment on the page.
Yeah, social media is hard.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay.
Till next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Farewell.
Bye.